Welcome to Eastern Sierra now. Now, in the Eastern Sierra, it is friggin' white. Can we all agree that this has been a nutso couple of days? Whew. So, I have some stories for you. Most of them are including, you guessed it, snow. A little bit of athletics in there, too. So, let's start with that, because we're all kind of sick of the snow. How about that? First one is the Mammoth Lakes Parks and Recreation reminds that Hot Shots Basketball is back this January. Hot Shots Basketball is a co-ed league for elementary-aged students, grades 3 to 5. This league will teach participants the basic skills and gameplay of basketball to help prepare them for the middle school basketball program. The first two dates, January 11th and 13th, will be practice drill sessions. Teams will be announced by Parks and Rec staff on January 17th. Games will not be scored, nor will team ranking be recorded. Cost is only $45 per player. So if you're interested in signing your little hot shot up for that, head over to EasternSierraNow.com, and the link is there. Parks and Rec put out a lot of sports stuff right now. So our next one is adult volleyball and indoor soccer. That's always fun. The Parks and Rec Department is excited to announce the return of the adult indoor soccer and volleyball leagues in January 2022. For more information or to register a team, call 760-965-3697. That is 760-965-3697. If you'd like more information or to register your volleyball or indoor soccer team in Mammoth Lakes. Going back to basketball for a second, you ever want to learn how to officiate a basketball game? I was pretty intense about basketball when I was in high school, and I remember a BS foul? I don't know how to say that any better. The official called a foul when there was not a foul, and it was a big deal, and I think we ended up losing the game because of it. So, years later, I was cooking in a restaurant, and the official showed up, and he was talking to the owner of the restaurant just outside of the cook window. And I saw him and I listened, and he was talking about officiating basketball. And after a while, he said, "Yeah, and the thing is, you can't really tell. So just if a bunch of people get together and jump, just blow your whistle." So I marched out of that kitchen and I put my finger in his face and I said, "I knew it. You know, I laid into him. I was so mad." So maybe he should have taken this class, is my point, because I can see when there's a foul in basketball. So why can't the official? Come on, man. Most officials do a great job. I'm just saying that one instance I had that was BS. So, if you'd like to learn how to officiate basketball games, expand your skills, and become one of our officials in training, OITs, open to 9th and 12th graders. So this is a high school thing. That's pretty cool. Youth will learn how to run a basketball game, operate the time clock, call fouls, and keep stats during our Hot Shots Basketball League. Training dates are January 19th through the 20th, and league begins January 27th. And this is a paid position, so apply online. The link to that is at EasternSierraNow.com. That's a great way for a high school kid to make a little buck on the side and to forward thinking, get some officials in the area so that they can get out there and coach for or officiate for high school and other stuff. That's pretty good. I like that. That's pretty sweet. You'll flip for your chance to intern with Mammoth Lakes Rec. Yes, I apologize for that. I wrote that title, and that's starting to get into dad joke territory there, and that's pretty bad because, Do you have a passion for teaching gymnastics-style programs? Join our Parks and Rec team to assist our gymnastics coach. This winter's focus will be on tumbling and cheers programs. Our team teaches various age groups. Lessons will typically run Monday through Thursday evenings. Flexible schedule possible. Job duties will include, but are not limited to, assisting with class handling, setup and tear down, performing demonstrations, and group teaching. If you'd like to apply for that, again, EasternSierraNow.com. The link is there. You can also sign your kids up for ice skating lessons this winter. Now that we have plenty of snow, the ice is going to stay nice and sweet. With a big fat Zamboni. Do they have a Zamboni at the ice rink there? They have to, right? At least a small one? I'm going to find this out. Anyway, ice skating lesson programs in January and February are open for registration. Join our U.S. figure skating certified instructors to learn the fundamentals or improve your skills. Open to all ages. Grades transitional kindergarten to adult. For more information or register, please click here. And by here, I mean Eastern Sierra now. So, did you guys hear? Friday, two juveniles were caught in falling ice from Mammoth Mountain Inn rooftop. Yeesh. Yesterday, MLPD reported a roof, well, yesterday being Friday, a roof snow shed occurred at the Mammoth Mountain Inn, and two juveniles were caught in the falling ice and snow. One was partially buried and was transported to Mammoth Hospital. Emergency crews, along with an avalanche dog, searched the debris field and found no additional victims. This wet, heavy snow creates the perfect situation for catastrophic roof snow sheds. With multiple additional feet of snow in the forecast, please take the time to look up as you approach buildings and when choosing your parking space. As the weather allows, let's get those roofs shoveled off so they do not collapse. Our hearts are with the family of the victim at this time. And no update on how the kid is doing. So, 395 closed and opened, and then closed and then opened, and closed today and then opened again today. Fast enough that I couldn't even post it. So it's been going, but I will say this. I left Mammoth this morning and drove down the grade and it was gnarly. So you're driving on snow and ice. There is no road to be seen. You're just following basically between the markers on the side of the road. People were just zooming by me like it was dry pavement. And I did have my GoPro going, which I will be posting a video of that drive here soon so you can see what it actually looked like on easternsherenow.com. And I will say that even though I'm a good person, I do wish they would have slid out a little bit just because I got it on film. It would have been pretty exciting. Stupid is as stupid does. Gosh, there was a lot of stuff. I'm trying to find all the really important ones. So we've already lived through it. This storm is still going. It's going to lighten up a little bit and then get back onto it from there. So the road is still closed. 395 is still closed from 203 to Bridgeport. Just remember that. You're not going north right now. All right, Ella gave us a little bit of an update on some news. Let's see what we got here. Weather news, I mean. A series of heavy winter storms has been impacting the Eastern Sierra this December. Storms that are anticipated to continue throughout the coming weeks, even as areas in the lower regions of the Owens Valley, like Bishop, have been seeing good amounts of snowfall compared to recent years. Today, December 27th, Inyo County expects to see snow showers in the earlier part of the day and patchy blowing dust in the afternoon and evenings. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour, but in some areas they could reach speeds of 50 to 60 miles per hour. The NOAA weather expects a few resulting power outages and warns of tree limbs or other unsecured objects blowing down. Gusty downslope winds will make Highway 395 and Highway 95 unsafe for high-profile vehicles especially, but all vehicles can be affected. Take extreme caution if traveling independent south through Olancha or north of Las Vegas through Indian Springs and Desert Rock Mercury, where winds are predicted to be strongest. Mono County, including the cities of Bridgeport, Colville, and Mammoth Lakes, have a winter storm warning for heavy snow today. Communities along 395 could see snow accumulations of up to 4 inches and up to 12 inches along the Sierra Crest, June Lake, and Mammoth. Travel in Mono County will be nearly impossible today, as most roads are closed due to a combination of strong winds, heavy snow, causing whiteout conditions. There's also a high danger of avalanches expected through Tuesday morning, especially in the central Sierra Nevada mountains between Yuba Pass, that's Highway 49, and Ebbets Pass, Highway 4, and the general Greater Lake Tahoe area. Heavy snowfall and extremely strong winds are creating a high likelihood for natural or human-triggered avalanches. Traveling or being near any steep slopes is not recommended. While we're expecting to have a few clear days throughout the week, the winter storm will generally continue as a cold air mass spreads over the region. Temperatures won't be record-breaking, but will be well below normal when compared to the last 5 years. Snowfall is also expected in much of Inyo and Mono County. Much needed in our extreme drought conditions, might I add, and a lot of winter fun, but also bringing hazardous conditions and a need for caution when traveling and having fun in the winter outdoors. Thank you for that, Ella. And that weather report was brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where food makes friends. That's right. There's nothing better when you're freezing than to get some barbecue. Now, they're not open right now, so that's a thing. But I think they are open again Wednesday. So head on down and get some barbecue. And that's the thing about all this snow. It's crazy right now, and it's scary, and it's dangerous, and all that. As soon as it lightens up, then we've just got amazing playtime for a long time. So let's just get through this, and everything will be wonderful. So currently, just to be clear, Highway 395 is open from Bishop to Mammoth with chain restrictions and escorts. It is closed from Mammoth to Bridgeport. And that's that. Another big thing to remind about when you're driving in winter storms like this and just after, large amounts of snow on top of a vehicle is considered an unsecured cargo load and can result in a traffic fine. Snow and ice dropping from the top of cars, trucks, and SUVs can create hazardous conditions for other drivers on the road. These piles of snow can also shift forward during braking and settle on the front windshield, obstructing the driver's view. Caltrans would like to remind motorists to remove these piles of snow from the top of their vehicles before departing. Stay safe out there, everyone. Man, Caltrans has their work cut out for them right now, don't they? Okay, so two more things. The first is Mammoth Lakes temporary overnight parking is extended through December 29th. And if you'd like to see a map of where you can park, head over to Eastern Sierra Now and check out the article. Due to continuing winter storm and lack of available parking for overnight guests, temporary overnight parking has been extended through Wednesday, December 29th. Temporary overnight parking locations can be found on the map and are as follows. Tavern Park and Ride, Mammoth Ice Rink, the upper lot, park on the left-hand side closest to the ice rink, please, and the hillside parking lot. Visitors will not be ticketed during their stay, but are asked to vacate the temporary overnight parking sites each day to allow for snow removal operations. Snow removal will be ongoing during the evening and daylight hours. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department is reminding citizens that there is no street parking from November 1st through April 30th. Vehicles found parked in violation of these ordinances are subject to receiving a parking citation and or may be impounded at the owner's expense. Please park all vehicles as far off the roadway as possible behind the orange snow stakes. Identify your vehicle's location with poles to keep it visible for snow removal operators. Trust me, you don't want one of those bad boys going through your car. I've been there. Unfortunately, I was driving. It wasn't parked, but yeah. Hot knife through butter, baby. And lastly, let's talk about the latest Mammoth dump alert. It's looking to me like there was 21 inches in the last 24 hours. That gives us a base depth of 110 to 175 and the season total of 180 to 242. So we are doing great in that department, ladies and gentlemen. We've received 12 plus feet of new snow this month, making it the snowiest December in 10 years. The snow is blowing and the conditions just continue to improve. With blizzard conditions still in full swing, check the lift and trail status page for real time at mammothmountain.com or on Eastern Sierra Now. We have a link to it. Real-time operating information whenever possible. Utilize Mammoth Lakes free public transportation. Blizzard conditions and strong winds have caused road closures today, including Highway 395. So please check road conditions at Caltrans and chain controls prior to traveling. Speaking of road conditions at Caltrans, you know, it's hard to remember Caltrans.DOT. And so it makes you think, like, did they spell out the dot on accident? Because it's Department of Transportation, but .DOT. CA.gov. There's all these things to remember. You want to know something simpler? Go to Eastern Sierra Now. There will be a link or a button right on the main page, right at the top, that says local road conditions. You click that, it's going to take you right to the most current condition of Highway 395, 203, any of them that we need to know about. So, again, Eastern Sierra Now is adding a button right now that links to the most current conditions. You want to know the biggest reason why I'm doing that? To help you guys make it super simple for you to find out. The second one is to get you to come to Eastern Sierra Now to get your information. Because, hey, we're the ones giving it to you, right? We're putting everything together in the same place and making it simple for you. The third reason, I am sick and tired of copying and pasting Caltrans information and making a new article on my website every 15 minutes. So, maybe that one should go up the list a little bit. So there's going to be a button there. It is going to link you right to Caltrans. So whenever you need to know that, just go to easternsierranow.com. That is super easy to remember. Boom, button. Click that. You'll know exactly if you're going up the hill or not. Okay, that's it for the day. I'm out of here. Eastern Sierra Now. Stay warm. Stay safe, everybody. Don't get out there. I heard it is gnarly in Mammoth right now. This evening, I'll be posting some videos and pictures to our YouTube page and Instagram. So if you want to check those out, you can go through easternsierranow.com or just go straight to the pages. But you'll want to see that because those videos show how gnarly it actually is in town and driving down the hill today. Thank you, loyal listeners. Again, easternsierranow.com. And this has been the buttery, soothing voice of Jesse Steele.